Unexplained Mysteries, an intriguing journey into history. Legal notice. The publisher has strived to be as accurate and complete as possible in the creation of this report, notwithstanding the fact that he does not warrant or represent at any time that the contents within are accurate due to the rapidly changing nature of the Internet. While all attempts have been made to verify information provided in this publication, the publisher assumes no responsibility for errors, omissions, or contrary interpretation of the subject matter herein. Any perceived slights of specific persons, peoples, or organizations are unintentional. In practical advice books, like anything else in life, there are no guarantees of income made. Readers are cautioned to rely on their own judgment about their individual circumstances to act accordingly. This book is not intended for use as a source of medical, legal, business, accounting, or financial advice. All readers are advised to seek services of competent professionals in medical, legal, business, accounting, and finance field. Chapter 1, Introduction to Historical Marvels. Human creativity has always created the works of wonder and awe since times immemorial. The history has witnessed the creation of many a structures that inspire the imagination of all. These historical marvels are a testimony to the fact that the creative power of Homo sapiens has always defied the notions of impossibility. The historical wonders are homage to our own excellence and achievement as a human race. Often called the Seven Wonders of the World, these marvels are hailed as a collective heritage of all mankind in general. They are celebrated symbols of our past, standing as a reminder of the accomplishment of our labor and toil, and rising above the differences among the peoples which exist otherwise. They are also, still, reminders of the human capacity for disparity, damage and, maybe, adornment. As soon as ancient writers compiled a list of seven wonders, it became fodder for debate over which achievements deserved inclusion. Still, all seven continue to inspire and be celebrated as the remarkable products of the creativity and skill of Earth's early civilizations. Chapter 2, Unexplained Mysteries, an intriguing journey into history. Human mind has been intrigued by the mysteries of the world since the dawn of civilization. The surroundings and the natural phenomenon around mankind have given birth to many mysteries. It is the strangeness of human existence coupled with our unique ability to imagine and fantasize that the mysteries have emerged and evolved over the period of time. The nature of existence, the scope and capacity of human thought, the desires and emotions have remained in the forefront in shaping the mysteries. There are many unexplained mysteries even today, which not only tell us about the progression of human understanding about this universe, but they also are a pathway for the journey into history. These mysteries have not only triggered the thought process of humanity but have also played an important role in shaping the collective consciousness of mankind. In this paper, this journey into the mysteries of history will be revisited. We will take a tour to all those places that hold the key to the mysterious past of human race. These symbols of our past provide an insight into the wonders of our imagination and are therefore worthy candidates for inquiry and understanding of human evolution. A general synopsis of wonders in the world, new dazzling fascinations. There are many lists that claim to have contained the seven wonders of the world. These lists have traveled through history and have been handed over by the seekers of truth and scholars. Through these narrations we have drawn a mean result which is an agreed upon version of the list that we use today. The contents of these lists, however, tend to be distinct and separate. The most significant and well-known list, which has the widely proclaimed and cherished seven wonders of the world, and which is considered as the most reliable one, has been prepared by the early Greek travelers. This is a list of wonderful places that were known to the people of ancient Greece. It is therefore the natural cause that we only find these mysterious places only around the shores of Mediterranean. There remained no traces of any of the seven wonders of the world except the great pyramids of Egypt. These include 1. The pyramids of Egypt 2. The hanging gardens of Babylon 3. The statue of Zeus Jupiter at Olympia 4. The Temple of Artemis Diana at Ephesus 5. The Mausoleum at Halicarnassus 6. Colossus situated at Rhodes. 7. Pharaoh's Lighthouse of Alexandria. E. Mysteriousness of previous human, its vitality and exuberance as reflected in its inventions. The major quality that is enclosed in each of these wonders is that they fill the modern imagination with awe. The human achievement is evident from every aspect of these great structures. They fill us with the mysteriousness of the older generations, and we are left to ponder how were they able to accomplish such high standards of engineering that even today seem an utter impossibility. The modern technology, with all its glory and arrogance, will surely think twice if it were to replicate these wonders. And if at all such an endeavor is launched, it will stretch the present-day capacity of construction to the very limit. This apparent gap between the understanding of their times and ours is responsible in generating many mysteries about the previous generations. The only connection that we have with the older world is either through the oral tradition or the remaining evidences of their civilizations. These marvels of history, or the wonders as they are widely called, are a combination of both these sources. The pyramids, standing proudly at the Giza, are real-world evidence of the grandeur and strength of their civilizations, and the remaining wonders are a part of our general know-how of how their world looked like. These discoveries make our own capabilities as a so-called most advanced and modern civilization ever to have inhabited the planet look dwarfish. It is very vital that we preserve our past. Keeping our past alive with us will help us in a score of ways. Firstly, it is an important connection that marks the continuity of the excellence of human race. This vital link with our past is the very foundation upon which our collective consciousness is structured. Moreover, by maintaining this link and by valuing its importance, we are able to identify our own standing in the journey of the time. Human race has evolved with a drastic and dramatic continuity. Our past not only glorifies this journey, it also pumps the energy in our future course as species. The development that we are able to do now rests firmly on the foundations provided by our ancestors. We may call them mysterious previous humans, but it is a fact that without their inventions and their respective advances in their fields, we will not have been successful in our own affairs. They are our mysterious lighthouses which show us direction when we think we are lost, guide us in our pursuits when we think we want to outshine them, give us ideas through their personal fantasies when we want to create something new, and let us believe in the strength of our dreams by letting us know, through the example of their glorious achievements, that nothing is impossible in this world if the required energy and ambitions is put to the task. Yea, pyramids of Giza, a marvel to fascinate. The Great Pyramid of Giza is located on the northern edge of the Giza Plateau, which is situated about 10 miles west of Cairo. The entire structure is composed of over 2.5 million blocks of limestone, each of which weighs from 2 to 70 tons. Its base is so huge that it covers over 13 acres, and its volume is around 90 million cubic feet. The significance of these figures can be clearly understood by imagining that you could build 30 Empire State Buildings with its masonry. The height of these huge structures is 454 feet, which approximately equals that of a building which has 57 stories. Such is the mastery of the construction that the joints between adjacent blocks fit together with optical precision, and less than a 50th of an inch separates the blocks. It is interesting to note that even today, with all our modern science and engineering, we would not be able to build a Great Pyramid of Giza. It looks as if this great structure was never completed because it has a flat top. Most pyramids in those days were crowned with a top stone that completed their structure. This pyramid, on the contrary, never had one. It remains a mystery that why these pyramids were never completed. Since these structures have been there for nearly 4.5 millennia, we can say that man has been entrapped by their mystery since the dawn of the civilization itself. Many theories have been given to explain why pyramids were actually constructed. Some say that it was a tomb or monument for a pharaoh, others believe that it was an astronomical observatory, or a place for elaborate Egyptian rituals, a giant sundial, a grain storage structure, a prophetic monument, a water irrigation system, a repository for ancient knowledge, the Egyptian Book of the Dead immortalized in stone, a communication device to other worlds or realms, etc. It is also interesting to note that no mummy or remains of any kind have been found in the Great Pyramid. The pyramid was initially covered with casing stones which were made of highly polished limestone. The question on the transportation and the adjustment of these huge rocks has never been answered in a satisfactory manner to date. It is one of the major unsolved mysteries of the pyramids. There are many theories proposed, but none has been able to prove beyond doubt this attribute of our wondrous pyramids. In short, we can say that the pyramids hold many mysteries that we have not been able to solve till this day. If Hanging Gardens of Babylon hiding a love story? The Hanging Gardens of Babylon and were supposedly built by Nebuchadnezzar around 600 BY. Their place of construction is in present-day Iraq. Apart from the early records of Greek historians who have extensively documented them, there is little evidence for their existence. The facts state that there never was any such garden in our near Babylon, for there is no historical data which indicates towards their existence. According to accounts, these gardens were built to cheer up Nebuchadnezzar's homesick wife, Amytis. Since the queen was not of the native origin, she could not feel at home in the sun-baked environment of the Babylon. Therefore, the king ushered all his resources and planned to build lush green gardens for his spouse. And his ambition suited the tastes of royalty perfectly. V. Leaning Tower of Pisa, Galileo's gift to fantasies. The Tower of Pisa was originally built by the people of Pisa to show their booming wealth to the people of their rival city, Florence. They wanted to symbolize their trade and riches by building a bell tower in the heart of their city. The construction was not a successful venture, as regular wars with Florence halted the activity many times. It was during these early stoppages, when only 3 stories were raised and even the first bell was not erected inside, that the tower started to lean. The lean continued to happen, and after many restoration activities, the authorities have succeeded in stopping it. But gravity-defying structure still holds the mysterious value, for it was here that the famous Italian scientist performed his gravitational experiments. Vi, the Temple of Jupiter and Puerto del Sol, or Sun Gate, an excellence of human strength. It was one of the gates of the ancient wall city of Madrid during 15th century. Outside this wall there emerged new suburbs which occupied the adjacent areas. The name of the gate comes from the depiction of sun that was done on it as a form of decoration. It was a postal town with its post office famous for the availability of the news that occurred during that time. This made this place a much crowded and highly sought after place. Even today, the Puerto del Sol contains a number of well-known places of interest connected both locally and globally with Spain. On the southern area, the old post office serves as the office of the President of Madrid, the head of the regional government of the Autonomous Community of Madrid. Also on its southern side, the square holds a mounted statue of Charles I of Spain. The famous Tio Pepe lighted sign is above the square's eastern building between the Calle de Alcalá and the Carrera de San Jerónimo. On the north side there is a statue of a bear and a madrone tree madro, the heraldic symbol of Madrid. Vi, Machu Picchu of Pacific New, amongst the 7 wonders of world. Machu Picchu was built around 1450, during the height of the Inca Empire. But it was abandoned just over 100 years later, in 1572, as a delayed result of the Spanish conquest of the area. Some say that most of the inhabitants were wiped out because of an epidemic that attacked the place before Spanish conquest of the area. No records are found in the papers that tell us that the Spanish people ever visited that area during their conquest. This can be the primary reason that the conquistadors defaced sacred rocks in other locations, but they are untouched at Machu Picchu. Hiram Bingham, who gave one of the early theories about the origin of the temple, says that it was a tribute and a shrine to mark the traditional birthplace of the Incan virgins of the suns. Research conducted by scholars, such as John Rode and Richard Berger, has convinced most archaeologists that Machu Picchu was an estate of the Inca emperor, Pachacuti. In addition, a researcher named Johann Reinhardt has presented evidence that this site was selected because of its location relative to the holy scenery of the surroundings and geographical features, such as its mountains, which are supposed to be in alignment with key astronomical events that would have been important to the Inca civilization. Another theory maintains that Machu Picchu is an Inca late, which means that it was a settlement built to direct the economy of these conquered regions. Yet another asserts that it may have been built as a prison, people who have committed serious crimes against the society and who were punished and afterwards banished from the social ranks. An alternative theory is that it is an agricultural testing station and a facility to test the agricultural output of various crops. The purpose of this site was to test different types of crops in the many different microclimates afforded by the location and the terraces, which were not enough to grow food on a large scale, as much to determine what could grow where. There is yet another theory which states that it was a living place of the traditional gods or a place where coronation of the kings and local elders took place. Although the citadel is located only about 80 kilometers from Cusco, the Inca capital, it was never discovered by the Spanish and thus it was saved from the wrath of the colonization and consequently not plundered and destroyed, as was the case with many other Inca sites during the course of time. However, the surrounding jungle has grown over much of the site, and few knew of its existence during the Spanish era. On July 24, 1911, Machu Picchu was brought to the attention of scholars by Hiram Bingham, an American historian who was employed as a lecturer at Yale University. Bingham had spent a large amount of energy and time in his search for the city of Vilcabamba, which was the last Inca protection and a place of resistance during the Spanish conquest of Peru. He eventually found out that some indigenous people were living in Machu Picchu, in the original Inca infrastructure. After finding the location of the site, Bingham started his archaeological studies and afterwards compiled a detailed survey of the area. He was the one who coined the name the Lost City of the Incas for the first time, and he was so obsessed with this name that it became the title of his first book which presented his research. Bingham made many more trips of the area and carried out many excavations on the site throughout the year 1915, which helped in the collecting of various artifacts of great importance. He, as a scholar and an archaeologist having a first-hand experience of the site, wrote many books and articles about the discovery of Machu Picchu throughout his lifetime. The World Monuments Fund placed Machu Picchu on its 2008 watch list of the 100 most endangered sites in the world because of environmental degradation resulting from the impact of tourism, uncontrolled development. With all its glory and grandeur, this site remains worthy of the title of one truly remarkable piece of architecture, and therefore it is a legitimate candidate for being a wonder of the lost world. Chapter 3, Paranormal Phenomena Intensifying Rocks on the Road of History. Paranormal phenomenon is a relatively new term which is coined somewhere in the years between 1920 and 1925, and it refers to the incidents that happened or believed to have happened around us but which lie outside the range of normal human experience or scientific observation. These are the occurrences which are normally considered outside the scope of any scientific explanation available to us. These folk traditions and cultural stories have references to many paranormal phenomena. There has been a constant ongoing debate between the scientific school of thought and the traditionalists on the reality and the legitimacy of these events. While the people who believe that science should be a yardstick to measure any and every happening that goes around us, their opponents argue that if people really believe in an event, there are all the chances in the world that it would have happened. Animals sealed in stones. There are many documented cases in the history that show that many animals have been known to have survived airtight compartments. There are many animals that had been sealed in stones and other such places, as a result of an earthquake or a similar natural calamity, and when they were found after a considerable period of time, they were, surprisingly, alive. How did they manage to survive the test of time when they did not have anything to eat or drink? The answer to this problem has remained one of the oldest remaining mysteries of the geology. It is also interesting to note that in most of the cases a toad was found sealed in a stone. Is it a myth or reality? No one knows, but it certainly is a paranormal phenomena. The wonderful world of crying. Crying, which is also called crystallomancy, is a method notably used by seers, psychics, and sorcerers, which involves a particular way of using crystals and gemstones in order to decipher one's past, present, and future. It is believed that this technique has traditionally played a key role in the decision-making process of many powerful leaders throughout history, including such notables as King Arthur, who sought out the advice and prophecies of Merlin the Magician, and Queen Elizabeth I, who at times consulted the famous 17th century scryer, Dr. Dee, on matters of state. Being one of the earliest and most well-known forms of divination, crying, originated from people who used reflective surfaces as a tool to gain knowledge about the future. One of the original uses of crystals and gemstones in Crian come from the Druids. The usage of crystal balls in divination has considered to have emerged from the same origin. The employment of shining metals and gems as a source of divination is known to many ancient cultures of the world. Many cultures around the world traditionally used crystals and gemstones as tools for various forms of crying. The ancient people have laid importance with crystals because they were clear, transparent, and they hold symmetry in their curves. It was thus considered that because of their pure qualities they are best suited for the art of communicating with God or divination. Chapter 4, Weird Creatures or Monsters, Myths or Mythical Realities? There are many mythical creatures that have been found in the traditional folklores of many cultures. Nearly all of these imaginary creatures have been associated with some magical capabilities and they have played their part in shaping the fantasies of entire cultures. There are many traditions which have an entire world of mythical creatures. Many Greek stories have their own set of mythical creatures like centaurs, minotaur, nymphs and Pegasus. Egyptians have creatures like Sphinx and Chinese have a traditional mythical creature, known all over the world as a symbol of Chinese culture, the dragon. The answer to the question of their existence depends upon the level of interaction one has with a cultural background. Whether you believe in them or not, what really matters is that these creatures have been in human traditions for centuries and they have been fed on our collective ambitions and desires. The magic in them is nothing but the inner magic of our lives. Most of the psychological theorists believe that these creatures are the manifestation of our hidden wants and needs as individuals. Chapter 5, Archaeologists on World Mysteries, Beliefs and Implications. Archaeologists have long pondered upon the mysteries of our past. They have a staunch belief that by looking into the evidences of the past they can recreate the ancient world for our understanding. Many of the archaeologists have discovered many ancient sites that tell us about the world and civilization that have been lost in the course of times. By examining these cultures and civilizations, the scholars and experts have been able to find out about the living patterns, cultural outlooks, and the social structures of the past. The major quality that is enclosed in each of these wonders is that they fill the modern imagination with awe. The human achievement is evident from every aspect of these great structures. They fill us with the mysteriousness of the older generations and we are left to ponder how were they able to accomplish such high standards of engineering that even today seem an utter impossibility. The modern technology, with all its glory and arrogance, will surely think twice if it were to replicate these wonders. And if at all such an endeavor is launched, it will stretch the present-day capacity of construction to the very limit. This apparent gap between the understanding of their times and ours is responsible in generating many mysteries about the previous generations. Conclusion. These are a few examples of what marvels does our collective history have in store for us. This is the time that we start owning these historical masterpieces and preserve them for our future. It is in these historical places that the true greatness of whole mankind is revealed. The human development is a gradual and continuous process. In order to take a step forward, we need to keep track of all the steps previously taken. If we know the origin of our journey, we are sure to reach the destiny we have chosen for ourselves. If we are not concerned about our history and our past, our future will be lost. So it is high time that all of us should develop an interest into our past and look for our own self the wonders which belong to each one of us. We all have inherited these riches and we all have to protect it. The journey of time has left us this heritage. We as a human race must pass forward this torch of human excellence.